120, we'll give 120, we'll give 130, 130, we'll give 130, we'll give 140.
It's called the auction chant, and Cookie Lockhart has been doing it for more than 50 years. When she started, female auctioneers were almost unheard of. Now she's an auctioneering legend far beyond her home of Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Stina Sieg of Colorado Public Radio has our story.
Everyone knows Cookie Lockhart. That's what the first newspaper article about her said back when she was 5 and known for riding her horse through downtown Steamboat Springs. Growing up here, both her dad and brother were auctioneers, and eventually she followed them into the business.
People always say, well, what do you sell? And I say, well, bulls, buttons, buffalo, bulldozers, rabbits, rakes, ratchets, real estate, planes, trains, canes, I've sold it all.
At 81, she still does, often while wearing shiny gold outfits and big, jewel-encrusted glasses. It all began in her 20s, when she was a divorced mom to 2 young daughters and trying to figure out her next move.
My mother said, well, why don't you go to auction school? And I said, auction school, isn't that for boys?
Lockhart ended up the only woman in a class of more than 120. She was intimidated, but soon found that unmistakable chant came easily to her. In the mid-1960s, she proved it on television as a contestant on the game show To Tell the Truth. Lockhart got her chance on national TV early. But as the rare female auctioneer, she still had to scrap it out for decades. She says men would sometimes refuse to let her auction off their property, or male auctioneers wouldn't share a stage with her.
I feel like real secure men really accept me. But, you know, a lot of people have complexes.
Her skills were undeniable, though. In 2007, she became the first woman to be inducted into the National Auctioneers Association Hall of Fame. Last year, when she turned 80, she was too busy auctioneering to celebrate the occasion. So this year, she declared she was turning 80 again, with a big bash at a local restaurant. These singers are from Opera Steamboat, which is now working on a show about her life. Nancy McCormish looks up to Lockhart for breaking in to a man's industry.
Women weren't allowed to do that. It was impossible. Women could be a stewardess, a nurse, a secretary, or a wife. That was it. Period.
Other female auctioneers, like Janelle Karras, say Cookie Lockhart has done so much for women in the auction world.
When I started about 20 years ago, there were very few women. But we're growing in numbers now, so it's really great to see.
Lockhart looks in awe of the celebrations swirling around her.
I got to enjoy it all and get all those hugs and memories. Chance of a lifetime, right?
190, 190, we'll give 190, 190, we'll give 190, you all done?
As a party highlight, Lockhart auctions off one of her signature jackets, a glittery gold number, covered in sequins.
Sold it! Judy Monet, you're the buyer, $180. Thank you, Jude.
People ask Lockhart all the time when she's going to retire. But she says when you find your calling, you've got to use it. And she's not ready to get off the stage yet. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.